Hello, everybody.
African-American. Look at him. Welcome to my Morning Breath podcast. Welcome back. Welcome back. If it's your first time coming to my Morning Breath podcast, big shout out to you for listening. I'm your host, DJ K Nice, Keenan Williams, also known as, all right? And this is the only news show, news podcast, giving you shit you should know about and shit you should care about. Big shout out to everybody that's been waiting on us, okay? We took a one-week hiatus from my Morning Breath podcast, but now we are back to our regularly scheduled program. So you can expect us on Tuesdays and on Fridays. And if any adjustments need to be made to that, of course, we will let you guys know. As always, be sure to follow my Morning Breath podcast on Twitter and on Instagram at My Morning Breath Pod. Make sure you follow the OG podcast at The Load B Podcast. That's the Last of a Dying Breed podcast. And make sure you follow that Make It Pop podcast as well, all part of the Load Network. All right, so you know how it goes down. This is shit you should know about, shit you should care about for Tuesday, October 29th, 2019. We got a whole lot of stuff to go over. One of the things I do want to say before we get into the news, because we're going to do some world news, we're going to do some current news or home front news, and then we'll see what is trending on Twitter and what is trending on Reddit. You know who dominates the news cycle every day, and we're going to make it our business to ignore that guy as much as possible. I don't even want to say his name, initials, DT. I was getting a little bit burnt out on the news because everywhere you look, it's just talk of the impeachment inquiry and all of that type of stuff. So we're not going to be purposely ignoring that, but if anything pressing comes up, we will definitely let you know about it. But I feel there is no shortage of news on that gentleman and everything that is going on with his shenanigans. So if you want to get news on the president of the United States, all you got to do is go to CNN.com and they have a whole dossier of that shit for him. Okay, so with that being said, we're going to get into some world news, some current news, see what's trending on Twitter and what is trending on Reddit. And on the world news scene, protests. The world is literally on fire with protests and wildlife fires as well. Okay, we're gonna start in Ethiopia, where deadly protests royal Ethiopia as Nobel winners, backers, and critics clash. They say at least 67 people have been killed and more than 200 injured in protests in Ethiopia over the last few days. 19 people were killed in direct clashes with security forces or police. And this is all between supporters of Prime Minister and Nobel Peace Prize winner Abiy Ahmed and supporters of Jawar Mohammed, an independent media owner and a prominent critic of the premier. Now, what's going on here? Abiy is the country's first leader to come from the Oromo group, the largest ethnic group in Ethiopia. After he was actually brought into power, a number of journalists and people who have been banned from the country were actually invited to come back to their country and live. Abiy actually won the Nobel Peace Prize for his role in ending the 20-year war between Ethiopia and Eritrea. Now, Jawar Mohammed, who happens to belong to the same ethnic group, the Oromo group, accused Abiy of acting like a dictator in the major institutional reforms and policies that he has implemented since coming to power in April 2018. Basically, Mohammed is saying that Abiy is showing early signs of being a dictator and trying to intimidate people, even his very close allies who help him come to power, who disagree with any of the politics and positions and ideologies he's advocating for. And this is what has led to these clashes between supporters of Abiy and supporters of Mohammed. So we'll keep an eye on what is going on over in Ethiopia. Let's go on down to Lebanon, where protesters, more protests, I'm telling you, it's protests all over the world, formed a human chain across the entire country. It took nearly 170,000 people joined at the hands, and the chain ran from Acre to Saada. Biden. Now, they're saying this was a symbol to show the world that they are all united and nothing can break them. The chain spanned 105 miles, cutting through Beirut, Tripoli, Daya, and other cities along the Lebanon coast. Now, what's very interesting about this chain was it did not disrupt the normal operations of the country, okay? So they didn't block roads or do anything like that. They're saying participants began joining hands and linking arms early afternoon, and by 4 p.m. local time, the chain was complete. What's remarkable about this, this shows the power of having smartphones. This initiative only took 2 days to organize, and the only resources the organizers had to make the human chain complete were their phones. No modes of transportation, megaphones, or walkie-talkies. Thank God for smartphones. Let's go on down to Chile, where unrest erupts despite the president firing most of his cabinet. Yes, I told you there are protests going on all across the world. Now, Chilean President Sebastián Piñera replaced his cabinet Monday following days of violent protests that have paralyzed the country and have caused the military to return to the streets and resulted in the deaths of at least 20 people. Now, President Piñera has replaced 8 key members of his cabinet, including the ministers of Interior, Finance, and Labor, as well as the Secretariat of the Presidency, which is akin to the Chief of Staff. Now, even though he has done this reshuffle, thousands of protesters have returned to the streets of the Chilean capital on Monday calling for Piñera's resignation. So they're basically saying, that's not enough that you fire cronies. We actually want you out of here too. Now, why are they upset? Well, it's the same thing all across the world. Pretty much government oppression, tyranny, unfair taxation, and things like that. Specifically in Chile, the protests initially began over a now suspended price hike for subway tickets in Santiago, but have since expanded, revealing anger among ordinary Chileans who feel they have been excluded from the nation's economic rise. Same story all across the world. Protest, protest. Let's go ahead and take it on over to America and see what's happening currently in our country. I thought this was a crazy story. The headline reads, girlfriend charged in Boston College student's death after telling him hundreds of times to kill himself. So here's how the story goes. The girlfriend of a Boston College student who died by suicide in May repeatedly texted him to kill himself during their relationship. Now, this young lady, In Young Yu, actually tracked Alexander Ortula's location on May 20th and was present when he jumped from a parking garage only hours before his graduation from Boston College. And this young man is being described as an incredibly gifted and intelligent student. Now, authorities are saying that Yu, his girlfriend, also a student at Boston College, was physically, verbally, and psychologically abusive toward her boyfriend during their 18-month-long relationship. She reportedly told him to go kill himself or to go die, and that she, his family, and the world would be better off without him. Crazy, crazy story. She was clearly an obsessive girlfriend because she instructed Artula to kill himself hundreds of times through the more than 47,000 text messages that she sent him in the 2 months before his death. 47,000 text messages in 2 months. She's been charged with manslaughter, but she's currently not in the country. She's in her native South Korea, and her office is saying that they're cautiously optimistic that she'll return to the U.S. voluntarily. If she does not, the U.S. is vowing to utilize the power they have to go ahead and get her back in the country so that she can face justice. Crazy story right there out of Boston. It's just gotten a little bit more difficult to take that beautiful vacation in Cuba because the Trump administration has suspended U.S. commercial flights to 9 destinations in Cuba except Havana, because the rich people still need to be able to go play, all right? The Department of Transportation issued a notice on Friday suspending U.S. commercial flights from flying to the Cuban destinations, and the notice will take effect on December 10th. So if you're trying to get to another city in Cuba, you better get down there ASAP. The announcement is another step in the Trump administration's attempt to tighten the relationship between the U.S. and Cuba, in a direct reversal of President Barack Obama's Cuba policy. And you know Trump is out to destroy anything that Barack Obama did, which this is basically just another attempt to rein Cuba in. And the article actually describes Cuba as being unbreakably rebellious. I honestly don't understand, and maybe I need to do a little bit more research, but what the U.S.'s vendetta is against Cuba, other than Fidel Castro, who is no longer alive. So I don't know that unbreakable rebelliousness actually describes the Cuban people. I just don't think they want any parts of the United States bullshit whatsoever. And can you blame them? On to some tech news. Everybody's favorite tech giant, Apple, has introduced more inclusive emojis, privacy features, and camera tools. But we're here to talk about those emojis that they actually previewed this summer. Apple released nearly 60 new characters on Monday, many with a focus on inclusion and diversity. So you can expect to see interracial couples, gender-neutral characters, and disability-themed emoji options, including a seeing-eye dog, characters and wheelchairs and prosthetic limbs. Other new emojis include a waffle, butter, a sloth, and a yawning smiley face. And this wasn't something where they just plunked the artist down and said, hey, draw us new emojis. Apple has been on a push to offer a more diverse emoji, such as different skin tones, occupations, and flags, and they're serious about it. In March 2018, the tech giant requested more emoji that were inclusive of disability in a proposal sent to the Unicode Consortium, the nonprofit organization that sets the global standard for emojis. Have you seen the new emojis? I have not, because I am generally anti-update. I don't even have dark mode on my Instagram yet. Yeah, I'm living like that out here. On to the Major League, which big shout out to World Series fans for booing Donald Trump, but I digress. I did not say I wasn't going to talk about that guy at all. Anyway, MLB has banned two models for doing what? For flashing their chesticles during the World Series. Yes, models Julia Rose and Laura Summer have been banned indefinitely from all MLB games for flashing pitcher Gerrit Cole during the seventh inning of Game 5's World Series matchup between the Houston Astros and Washington Nationals. One of the young ladies actually posted the letter, and of course I'm going to go ahead and read it to you. And it says, on October 27th, 2019, you attended World Series Game 5 at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C. During the game, you violated the fan code of conduct by exposing yourself during the seventh inning in order to promote a business. You are hereby banned from all Major League Baseball stadiums and facilities indefinitely. Signed, David L. Thomas. Ain't Dave Thomas the gentleman from Wendy? No, that's not the same Dave Thomas. Yeah, those ladies are out of here, not allowed to go to any MLB games indefinitely. They say they were doing it as a way of promoting their publication, Shag Mag, and of course raising awareness for breast cancer, which I feel like in October people use raising awareness for breast cancer to basically do anything whatsoever. I would like to see the pitcher's face after getting flashed. Did he even see the ladies? I don't know. I'm gonna have to do a little bit of research, a little bit of video research on that right there. Your boy Kanye West was on Carpool Karaoke, but this time they named it Airpool Karaoke because host James Corden actually went on an airplane with Kanye West and his 100-man choir. And of course, in true Carpool Karaoke fashion, they got their sing on, singing songs from Kanye West's new album, Jesus is King, and even doing a rendition of Jesus Walks. But that's not the real news. What's the largest tax return you've ever gotten? Well, mine has been nowhere near that of what Kanye West is. He brags about a $68 million tax refund in Airpool Karaoke. Yes, talking to James Corden, Kanye West says that God is using him to show off. He said, last year I made $115 million and still ended up $35 million in debt. This year I looked up and I just got a $68 million return to me on my tax returns. Very, very interesting right there. Kind of goes hand in hand with a lot of people's criticism of Kanye West going into the religious arena. A lot of people saying that he is doing this to receive tax exempt status. I don't know. I might become a preacher if they handing out tax returns like that. $68 million. What do you think about Jesus is King? I'll be honest. At first, I was a huge critic of it, but I gave it a few more listens. And in true Kanye West fashion, I hate to admit, because this guy gets me every time. I go into every album planning to be completely anti-Kanye West. And Jesus is King has grown on me. What do you think about it? Let's go on over to Saturday Night Live, which recently hosted Chance the Rapper. And one of my favorite segments, hosted by one of my favorite comedians, Michael Che, is receiving some backlash for what? Calling Caitlyn Jenner a fella. In the segment, Michael Che was going in on Kanye West, and he said, "At first I thought Kanye was losing his mind, and now I feel like he's fine. He's just turning into an old white lady." Che went on, "I mean, he used to be one of the coolest black dudes on earth. Now he's showing up to events in sweatpants and orthopedic sneakers, listening to Kenny G and trying to get black people to like Trump. It's like, how long before this guy changes his name to Kathy?" Then he goes on and says, "Now you might think that I'm crazy, but about 5 years ago, there was a fella named Bruce Jenner and he moved to Calabasas, .. And everybody laughed. I thought it was pretty funny too. You guys need to stop being so goddamn sensitive, because at one point in time, Caitlyn was a fella named Bruce Jenner. Move on, deal with it, get over it." I'm sure this weekend though, Michael Che will be making an apology to the fella, Caitlyn Jenner. I don't give a damn. I don't gotta make no apologies, all right? On to what is trending on Twitter, and on to what is trending on Reddit. Yes, sir, trending on Twitter right now, something we've talked about on the Last of a Dying Breed podcast, gender reveal parties, and how far you guys are going, taking it too far, especially in this case. The headline reads, "Homemade prop designed for gender reveal party explodes, killing a 56-year-old woman. A family in Iowa rigged up a device that was supposed to launch dyed powder in the air to signify the sex of the baby on the way. Instead, the device exploded, sending parts of the metal stand flying." Basically converted the metal stand into shrapnel. A piece struck Pamela Kremeyer in the head, killing her instantly. That's some sad and crazy shit right there. What happened to the days of just, hey, we're having a boy or we're having a girl? Everybody has to get uber creative with it. Be careful out there at those gender reveal parties. It's dangerous in these streets. Now on to what is trending on Reddit before we get up out of here. Would you rather die from shitting, or would you rather die from fucking? Today I learned of the Taicang Emperor, a Chinese emperor in 1620 who reigned for just 29 days after falling ill from excessive sexual indulgence after he was presented with 8 maidens. Shortly after, he would experience severe diarrhea after taking a laxative, which will ultimately lead to his death. So did he get burned, or was it just his ass that was burned? That's what's trending on Reddit. I don't make this stuff up. This has been a My Morning Bread podcast with yours truly, DJ K Nice. Make sure you follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at DJ K Nice with a Y. Make sure you follow at My Morning Breath Pod, at The Load B Podcast. Make sure you follow my co-host on The Last of a Dying Breed podcast at DJ Step One. And make sure you follow that Make It Pop Pod. Do remember, we are back on our regularly scheduled program. So I'm going to be coming to you 2 times a week with shit you should know about and shit you should care about. My Morning Breath Podcast. I'm out of here. Enjoy your week, everybody. Folks.
Look at my African American over here. Look at him. Look at him. Great God. In fact, I want to find out what's going on with him.